Well, I think the rest of the United States of America was also wondering what would happen as far as the future of Obamacare is concerned. And even the president is calling it Obamacare. I think it's a matter of letting the people of the United States make a decision about whether to go forward with this administration. They've made that decision. About half the people in the country said, nope, we don't want it. A little more than half said, yep, we do. And the Supreme Court said most of Obamacare is constitutional. And since that decision, we have had specific questions going to the federal government from the state of Florida asking for clarification so that we can make the best decision for how to implement it in Florida, how to deal with exchanges, how to deal with Medicaid expansion, how to deal with some of the other areas where, to be fair to the feds, they're building an airplane in flight when it comes to Obamacare. They're trying to define new ways of doing business, a business that's never been done before. Will it be a state exchange, a federal exchange, a partnership exchange? Will we expand Medicaid? Will we expand it all at once? Will we expand it in stages? And the other myriad of options and decisions that have to be made in order to implement what is an extraordinarily complex law.
Now, among the areas that you're going to be dealing with first here is going to be how to set up these health exchanges. Will those exchanges be run by the federal government? Will they be run by the state government or private companies or a combination of those? How do you see that working?
That goes to the heart of some of the questions that we've asked and other states have asked Secretary Sebelius to help us answer. Would a Florida exchange, whether it was operated by the federal government or the state, be an active purchaser of health care, limiting the number or type of plans to participate in the exchange? Or would the exchange certify all qualified health plans? Would the plans participate by region, or should they provide coverage for the entire state? And there would there be cost variances? You know, the way the federal government handles Medicare, every standard metropolitan area in the state of Florida has different Medicare rates. Would that be the same if it were a state-operated exchange or a federal-operated exchange? Would we have discretion? Or will the federal government treat every part of the state the same, even though healthcare market basket costs are different in different parts of the state? Will there be two sets of books, one for Medicare, one for Obamacare, in terms of rates and reimbursement and costs? And how will the surcharges that might be applied by a federal exchange differ, if at all, from the surcharges applied for a state exchange? These are details. This is deep in the weeds. But these are things we need to know before we make a decision about whether to have a state exchange or a federal exchange or a partnership exchange.
You've said that you have a number of other concerns regarding the implementation of the federal health care law. Tell us about that. What are some of the problems that you see going forward implementing this plan?
To provide millions more people with access to health care by handing them a card that says that they have access to health care is a noble goal. But to actually provide the access, you know, that's an operational necessity. And one of the things that we have in Florida is a relatively inelastic supply of physicians. So to give a few hundred thousand people or a million people a Medicaid card and said, now you have Medicaid, that's fine. But if there's no doctor to provide them with care, that's another problem. So one of the things that we have to address in the near term and the long term is the supply of physicians in our state and the willingness of physicians to see Medicaid patients. That's why I've worked hard to try to raise reimbursement rates for physicians to encourage them to see Medicaid patients. And that's why we'll be working on the missing piece of healthcare reform, the part that the feds forgot. And that's medical tort reform to make it more likely that more physicians will see more Medicaid patients and therefore healthcare won't be just a cruel joke and a broken promise, but actually can occur.